Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Attention, attention. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge is now in session.
Well, it's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. There's five questions. Pop culture man. You gotta answer more than she can.
Ooh. Five. Pop culture questions. If you correctly answer more than Tammy, you win. All ties go to Tammy.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
All right. We're good. We're just missing John, but now we think he's up and on his way. So producer Jess is going to give you the questions. Go ahead and kick me out, okay?
All right, Tammy, can you please leave?
Yes, ma'am. All right, we have five pop culture questions for you, Danielle. Get more right than Tammy, you win $100 from her SDCCU checking account. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. The soundtrack to this movie is the number one album in the country. It's a remake of a remake of a remake of a remake. I think there's like five remakes in there. What is that movie?
A Star is Born.
Selena Gomez is still recovering slowly after having an emotional breakdown in the hospital and checking into rehab, which was reportedly semi-influenced by her ex's marriage to Hailey Baldwin. Who is that ex?
Justin Bieber.
Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson broke up officially because she said she wasn't ready to get married. What kind of pet did they buy together?
Pet pig?
Netflix has canceled Marvel's Iron Fist after just two seasons. Iron Fist is just one of four Marvel shows on the streaming platform. Name two others.
The Punisher and Daredevil.
And finally, Justine Bateman is 100% against a Family Ties reunion. She says, quote, "The reboots and sequels have just gone really overboard now. I don't think it's the right way to go." What year did that show go off the air?
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know that show, so I'm going to say 2003.
All right. Come on in, Tammy. Tammy. All right, Tammy. Danielle got 4 out of 5.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. And I'm already kind of stressed because John's not here. All right, here we go, Tammy. Whew. The soundtrack to this movie is the number one album in the country. It's a remake of a remake of a remake. What is that movie?
That's probably A Star is Born.
That is correct. Danielle also got that correct. That makes it 1-1.
Awesome.
Selena Gomez is still slowly recovering after having an emotional breakdown in the hospital and checking into rehab, which was reportedly semi-influenced by her ex's marriage to Hailey Baldwin. Who is that ex?
That is Justin Bieber.
That is correct. Danielle also got that, so it's 2-2. Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson broke up officially. Oh, sad. She said she wasn't ready to get married. What kind of pet did the two get together?
I believe they ended up with a little pig.
They did get a pig. It's an odd pet, but there you go.
I would love a little pig.
There you go. Netflix has canceled Marvel's Iron Fist after just two seasons. Iron Fist is just one of actually five Marvel shows on the streaming platform. Name two others.
Marvel shows on Netflix. Who are Marvel characters? No idea.
I would have taken Jessica Jones. In fact, Danielle reminded me of another one. The Punisher, Daredevil, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist was the other one.
Okay. No idea.
Sorry. Danielle got that right. So it is 4-3. Danielle. So
right.
Tammy, you've got to get this one right.
I've got to get this one, yeah.
Justine Bateman is 100% against a Family Ties reunion. She says, quote, "The reboots and sequels have just gone really overboard now. I don't think it's the right way to go." What year did the show go off air?
What year did the show go off air for Family Ties?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I know it was the late 80s. 88, 89, 90.
I need a final answer.
Let's just go with the middle. 89.
Tammy, that is correct.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Wow. Oh, my God.
I'm impressed.
Woo.
So that means it is tied 4-4.
You don't get my money, sweetheart, but you do have a fabulous prize. You have a pair of KSON's Country Fest Christmas tickets, which happen at the Del Mar Arena December 8th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. It's going to be a fantastic show, and we're super excited. Lee Bryce is our headliner. We have Granger Smith, Walker Hayes, and Jimmy Allen.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to have a good time. But you do, and you didn't flunk out, so you don't have to say anything else. So we'll see you, if not beforehand, at KSON Country Fest Christmas in Del Mar on December 8th, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you guys so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.